Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 6th day of June, and you might be able to hear some birds chirping in the background. That's because I decided to do the next couple of podcasts outdoors and just enjoy looking at nature as I look at the Word, talking about that very nature. We're in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, and we're talking about the creative process of God, talking about how these things stand for things, I believe. It's not simply telling you how God did it or what that looked like. It's telling you a lot more if you'll take the time, I think, to embrace the creative act of God, the creative power of God. We've watched as God has separated light from darkness and separated and put up borders and boundaries between the earth and the water, and we've seen this creative act of God as a gift, that what God is doing is showing that His ability to move things and shape things and restore order to where there is chaos is part of who He is. And if He is the same yesterday and today and forever, if He never changes, then we can know that God can still create in the midst of our stuff, whatever that stuff might look like. Today we arrive at the 11th verse. This would be the third day of creation, where God says, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruits according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its fruit, and the tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." 12 is basically a repeat of 11. 11 is God says, let it happen. 12, it happens. And then 12 concludes with that same phrase that ended verse 10, "And God saw that it was good." And here once again is God putting His seal of approval. But what do we really learn in this passage? I think there's an image that happens here that then gets played out in the New Testament as sort of Hebrew numerology begins to set the pattern for interpretation. And the number three becomes a day or a number for creative life or recreative life. On the third day, God decrees that life will spring forth out of seed, that the process of, I'm sitting here looking at a massive oak tree. Well, that oak tree came from an acorn that had fallen into the ground, probably from a tree that no longer stands near this tree. But once that acorn got into the ground, it had to burst open. And then all that was this tree was resident inside of that seed, that acorn. And then it sprang forth and became this little tree that then grew into this massive thing standing in front of me, which now has the potential to recreate itself. And as I look around, there are a lot of little trees just like it nearby, which is the third day repeating itself over and over again. Jesus goes into the ground, so to speak, after the cross, and then comes forth on the third day. Don't take that as New Testament coincidental. Take that as the New Testament living out what was understood about creation. That third day of the creative process is where the seed brings forth fruit after its kind. Jesus, on a third day, comes out as a first fruits of a new creation in a new world. And that first fruits of a new creation came because the seed of what He was fell into the ground and died. Jesus is approached in His ministry by a group of Gentiles who want to see Him. One of His disciples comes to Him and says, there's a group of Gentiles who wants to see you. And Jesus doesn't say, oh, bring them over. Instead, He responds with something quite odd and says, unless a seed of corn fall into the ground and die, it cannot bring forth fruit. And you think, what in the world does that have to do with this group of Gentiles? And I think the answer is, Jesus came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the cross would allow Jesus to become so much more than what Israel was looking for. Because what Israel was looking for was a natural king. Someone to redeem them from what they thought was their collective national sin. This is why the book of Matthew opens with, you shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. What that prophecy would have said to an Israelite was that there is your sin is manifest in the fact that Rome occupies your territory. We're going to bring you one who's going to redeem you from that. So their logical conclusion was, the Savior is going to get Rome off our back. Well, that's not what happened. The Savior didn't get Rome off their back. The Savior had so much more to do than just deliver them from. In fact, he had more to do at all than deliver them from their oppressor. He had to deliver them from themselves. And to do that, he had to become an example of the first fruit in the earth. And so unless the seed of corn goes into the ground and dies, is Jesus saying, if I'm going to bring forth on the earth a new creation, a new tree, then something old has to die. And Jesus then goes to the cross, becomes the seed of corn that goes into the ground. And then he's that acorn that falls into the ground, bursts open, and a new tree comes forth. This is all birthed in a third day reality in Genesis 1, that on the third day there is new creation. And you might say, well, what does the third day have to do with me? Well, specifically, the third day doesn't have anything to do with you, but what happens on the third day has everything to do with you. And that's this, you can recreate yourself. The ability to move into a new area, a new realm, a new version is in there. But in order to get it out, something may have to fall into the ground and die. And I'm not talking about you need to die spiritually. The spiritual death is accomplished in Christ. But there may be part of you that in order to recreate a new version of yourself, needs to go into the ground and die. And that is the privilege and the honor of every believer who lives this out, is watching that which needs to go can go so that that which needs to arrive can arrive. And when you do this, you will see that it is good. If good is where there, if evil is where there is no good, then what would make day three evil? It would be that we can't reproduce ourselves. We can't become a better version. That would be evil. And staying in the same spot would be a version of evil that would affect not only you, but the generations that should follow after. All right. Another from Genesis 1 tomorrow on the podcast. See you then. God bless.